The storm has passed for now. For Syrian refugees in Lebanon, the cruel conditions of winter continue. In camps like this across the country, the weather is an enemy impossible to ignore. Some people are spending their seventh winter here, battling downpours and freezing conditions, only worsened by Storm Oscar, which recently swept through Lebanon.
The panels on the roof broke, the wood broke from above, and the water leaked in on us, into the tent.
Of the 1 million registered refugees in Lebanon, at least 250,000 eke out life in informal camps. Many live here, in the Bekaa Valley area bordering Syria. Work is hard to come by, and even more so in winter. Jobs are seasonal, and few here have money to spend on heating or reinforcing the tents that they must call home.
This winter has been cold with the rain, and I haven't got any money to buy any firewood or money to buy fuel. This winter we haven't received anything.
Hussein Hassan and his family fled fighting in Syria just 2 months ago, and having swept the water out of his new home, he fears once again for his children.
Our lives are as nothing. We have nothing but fear. Fear from illness, from the rain, and there's nothing to keep warm with. Really, the situation is bad.
The Lebanese government bars the construction of official camps, and growing donor fatigue means humanitarian agencies struggle ever more to help keep conditions livable.
The nature of the settlements is that they're informal, they're not planned. There are restrictions on, you know, as you know, in Lebanon, it's not possible to set up formal refugee camps. The nature of the funding is that, you know, as I said, funding has diminished year on year.
The conditions have taken an even more tragic toll. On the colder mountains that surround the valley and border Syria, 16 Syrians died earlier in January in a snowstorm as they tried to cross into Lebanon. Waiting for his family in Lebanon was Mishan al-Abed. His 3-year-old daughter, Sarah, survived. His mother, wife, and another daughter did not.
My soul was scared about them walking the route, but we had to do it. They had to go. On top of that, she lost her mother. Our situation isn't easy. She has suffered much, my daughter.
She is lucky to be alive, but now has this, and other winters, to endure. John Owens, VOA News, Bekaa Valley, Lebanon.